yenilmemesini sevmiş değil. Ne yaptı bir abinin böyle peresiz eş sırtın.
I presume the section on the board, this is a question on the working on the legislation. We provide for a board of directors for assistance to union members. I don't know how it compares with other organizations similar in nature. I presume that after
bunun şey yok işte bile. Nereye girer? Girer.
State's out of the business as far as providing any overall initial capitalization with the outfit I wonder if that is a fairly small number to have. Maybe it should be bought. I don't know if that makes any difference or not. It's too much of an exclusive group when we're dealing with a fairly broad range of subjects.
Initially, of course, I was given fairly general instructions. Where the board of directors came in, I just chose one member to represent agriculture, one commercial fishing, and then one who had a general business type background. Someone who has more familiarity with the board of directors and things like that. Feel that a larger number is more appropriate for the task. But now, of course, those requirements have been taken out of the three members chosen in consultation with Federal Farm System. Of course, that number could be expanded.
What about PCA's on the board of directors? Is that only three of them, or five, or what?
Five to nine. Five to six, try and bring in fishing. I'd have one offer one other comment or two, gentlemen. This is probably a small point. I think from the Farm Credit System's point of view, we'd rather have that consultation with the governor of Farm Credit Administration rather than the board itself. That's a 13-minute board that would rather have that handled with their chief executive officer, proper title is the governor of the administration. District board in Spokane, or you can go to we don't know the intent behind the assessments. Our two banks didn't do a visit with you, and yet we still had control of it. See my point? Our board you can stand on your own. You don't have to by that law, by your act. You don't have to come just exclusively to our banks.
Yes, it is.
For this county, you could find the Seattle first has a better handle.
Might
be a frustration to have us consulting with you. I guess it is just
That's
right.
I propose a little amendment, page 3, line 3, delete 3 and 4, 5.
Is there an objection?
You can make up your mind now. The reasons for this are that people on the committee are very much aware of the different regional interests that exist. Both in the fisheries, development of agriculture. I don't see any way this thing can operate unless it takes those into account. I think that would be a minimum number. And I think it's probably smart to start with the village and give it. And 3 maybe.
Maybe they have confirmation hearings down in Spokane.
Well, I ain't ever seen them. Once again, certain as ever goes in.
This language wasn't in there as a prerequisite, but in your I suggest we take out those words, I'll move to take out the words in consultation with the federal
Department.
Is there an objection?
Make a motion that
hots the back and it's having
the green stars initial center shall be with them.
Two members serving
the cemetery on the set. They will have the link at
on
one
hour
that may be serving for 2 years and one member serving for 3 years.
Hots the big side and the messy the
boat.
See what it gets. fait de l'avoir organisé la deux semaines. Pour le qui disait, c'est une journée de la vie,
mais
c'est très cher.
Two members served up to one, and two members served up to two. There are no members serving him, so he didn't voice me at the fair present. That's one objection.
Mr. Chairman, I do move, though, that the online board team is three members of the board.
Mr.
Might be considered going back from the entire staff. And for whatever it's worth, I might offer you to do this. Is there a way you can keep four?
Was the recommendation to strike staff and make the chief executive officer?
I think that it sounds like it's unnecessary, but it might be a good idea to do it. So that clearly casting the board of directors in a policy role, not at the executive or administrative role. Those things get mixed up. Trouble usually follows. It's helpful to have those lines clear. If we did that, of course, there's some merit. We've heard plenty of arguments, tons of separating the policy function from the administrative. The executive director can't run the operation, hire and fire, and do the job that he's charged by the board. Unless he's control over the people that are working. Fairly good argument. Depends on the type of work you're doing. An organization that's supposed to operate as a business, it probably makes sense.
Mr. Chairman.
I don't have the specific language, but if somebody's got some, I suggest that we consider an amendment to do that.
For some of the time, suppose we use something on the same order as the commission staff in the oil and gas one.
I hope it's not you that passed out. I think the hour's getting late. Seriously, it would be better off if we had a meeting sometime.
The executive director.
which was
no higher than the salary staff reasonably necessary to serve.
I think the first sentence is okay. All you really need to do is say about the executive director is that the executive director works with the direction of the board. I mean, then the rest of it follows from there.
Okay, I'm going to rephrase it. Board of directors may hire in terms of salary the executive director who works.
The language that I would offer would be along those same lines. On line four, the first change would be the title of the section, executive director, semicolon, staff. Subsection A would read, the board of directors may hire and determine the salary of an executive director who shall work at the direction, under the direction of the board of directors. And then subsection B would read, the executive director, the approval of the board of directors, may hire and determine the salary of staff reasonably necessary to desire efficient performance.
Probably ought to be in the same department as the same prime objective.
All right, so this has nothing to do.
I don't know how many hours.
find the same perception.
Would you like me to read it to you again? Section 70 would be entitled Executive Director, semicolon, staff. Subsection A, the Board of Directors may hire and determine the salary of an Executive Director and shall determine the duties of the Executive Director. Subsection B, the Executive Director, with the approval of the Board of Directors, may hire and determine the salary of staff reasonably necessary for the efficient performance of the Executive Director.
The idea of the Executive Director and the
The Board of Directors may hire and determine the salary of an Executive Director. The Executive Director shall be responsible for the
language with the additional language mentioned previously on the Executive Director's authority over the rest of the staff.
After their staff, you can include the executive director.
Neither the members of the board of directors, the executive director, or staff.
There's someone up, man, this show, where is the person that...
That makes it consistent, consistent language. On page 6, down here.
We got the leadership, the ability to stand out further.
Do we have to change the leadership of the board of directors, the executive director, or officially which is staff?
Leadership, the ability to get some of the emotion, we listen here.
Any bank transaction.
I wrote this
I would agree with the something like that. We, in our business, would prefer to keep that as general as possible and then tie it down to regulation. If you make it too tied down here, you're going to have to come in the legislature for amendments time and again. And it's going to get you crossed out all the time when you need something changed quickly. And I have a personal opinion that is simply to treat these things with the right intent. Then you can retain regulatory ways to make the specifics. We have very strong conflict of interest regulations. Get our regulations. But all those that are received and arrested are law. I've got my help, you said, Ken.
I'm not
trying to get something tied in there with the title or whatever.
Well, then, would this be proper language? No member of the board of directors may vote on a transaction entered into by the bank under this chapter if he's party to the contract or has direct ownership.
For consistency, you might change that to if he is a party to the transaction.
Well taken, because what we're talking about is setting up something that hopefully at some point will operate much like a conflicts may arise on the part of the members of the board, I think, would be a direct concern of the bank.
Still, you never lost,
said, you know, it's broken. Do you do have zip still? It's still.
Sure, nice.
You was saying that.
I'm sloppy about keeping my files, I guess I don't.
That's not.
I don't need one, but it might be valuable to have one. For the bill scheduled for consideration.
Again, for consistency.
We'll bring it up on Friday at 1:30. When's our next meeting scheduled? What's the reason for the
next meeting?
We don't want to be here all summer.
Budget this afternoon?
I didn't see you check it out.
I may have to bring you.